God's word for our consideration this morning. God's word to feed us. God's word to nourish us. God's word to strengthen our walk of life in this world as God's redeemed children come from the gospel. But before I read just a sentence or a verse from the gospel today, I want to remind you of the gospel last week. It is from Mark chapter 10. And you see, this is where Jesus is referring to his disciples later in our text for today. But the rich young man comes before Jesus. As Jesus started on his way, a man ran up to him and fell on his knees before him. "Good teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus answered, "Why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. Do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not give false testimony, do not defraud, and honor your father and mother." "Teacher," he declared, "all things I have kept since I was a boy." Jesus looked at him and loved him. "One thing you lack," he said, "go, sell everything you have and give to the poor, and then you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." At this, the young man's face fell because he had much wealth. And now it goes right into today's gospel. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God." Now you know that Jesus was focusing on his disciples about wealth, about entering the kingdom of God. Now I want to ask you a question. How do you define rich? How do we define rich? When we define rich, rich is something that you have. It could be your possessions. Could be your house, a vehicle, a boat, a cabin. Anything that you can get your hands wrapped around that might declare you rich. Or maybe you look at returns of your IRA and your retirement funds and see how much you earned over the last quarter. Does that make you rich? What makes you rich? We sang, "What is the world to me?" And when we really think about it, being rich for each and every one of us is not equated to what we have in our checkbook. It's not equated to what we have in our retirement funds. It is not equated to our fine cars and trucks. It's not equated to our expansive homes. Every once in a while, when I'm on the Star Tribune website, I think it's probably Saturday, I get a little notice about this floor plan or this house, and you click on it, and it's this big mansion that is now selling for $1.5 million. And you look at it, and you say, "But look at all the roads I'd have to clean. Is that really being rich?" No, it's not being rich, at least for us. Because for us, as God's redeemed children in Jesus Christ, being rich is knowing Jesus. It's knowing that we have a Savior who died for us. It's knowing that he went and suffered so many things. Denial, betrayal, yelling, spitting, tearing one's clothes, falling down on the streets of Rome, carrying a cross to Calvary, being nailed to that cross, and be lifted up. All for you. That's what makes us rich. The world wants to deceive us, as the world wanted to deceive that young rich ruler, that young rich man. He had much wealth, and when Jesus told him what to do, his face fell. He was humiliated. He didn't want to have anything to do with Jesus because Jesus wasn't pointing him to the right direction of using his wealth for eternity. But the world tries to trick us. The world says, you got to have this amount of money or you will not last in retirement. It's funny how financial commercials come on after I've been retired. I look at one couple. They come to their financial advisor and they want to sit down and talk about spending some money. And then the next scene is they're coming back because they notice that they're going to buy a loft in some, they never say the town or the city, but I'm going to think New York. Anyway, they come back to their financial advisor and she says, oh yes, it's changed. And then they go out and the other scene is they have grandparents and they've got their kids. And the daughter says, oh mom, I didn't know you paid. You could sell this. So they go back to the financial advisor and the gal looks at them and says, it's changed, hasn't it? And I'm going, really? Life is not all about having and grabbing that money and that wealth. It's having Jesus. Jesus is our Lord and Savior. And if you read chapter 8 of the book of Romans, it begins by saying, now there is not anyone who is condemned in Christ Jesus. We're all one in Christ. We are rich in Christ. We're rich in his blood and his body given and shed for us to give us forgiveness of sins and eternal life. Because in Christ we are incredibly rich. Yeah, you can't count it in the checkbook. Yeah, you can't put it in your savings account. Yeah, you can't roll it over in your IRA. But you have that right there. That Jesus lived for you. That Jesus suffered for you. That Jesus died. Jesus rose again to give you everlasting life and the forgiveness of sins. That makes you incredibly rich. No, you can't buy a car with that. You can't buy a house. You can't buy anything because it's been given to you. Life everlasting has been given to you in Jesus Christ. And so each and every one of us is filled with that eternal wealth. And that eternal wealth boils over to one another. And when you think about it, and you think and you go to a restaurant, and you bow your head in the word of grace. People all around you are talking, yet you are giving a witness. A witness that you are not of this world. That you are of a special world. You are part of God's kingdom. His rich kingdom. And he reaches out to you with that richness in Christ. So that you will reach out to someone else and tell them how rich you are and how rich they are. Sometimes people will listen. Sometimes people won't. I remember in a previous congregation, we were in International Falls, and I got a phone call from a gal. She wanted to sit down and talk to me about being a member of St. Matt, St. Paul's Lutheran Church. And I said, okay, we made an appointment. She came, she sat down, and I said, okay, what brings you? And she said, well, you know, just the other day, we were sitting in another church for a funeral, and the pastor was talking about the end times and how close we are to death. And it put the fear of God in me that I need to do something. I need to become a member of this church so that I know who Jesus is. That I know that I have eternal life. And through the message that pastor shared, that
person came to believe Jesus as Lord and Savior and knew that when the time came, that when God called her from this life, she knew that she would have eternal life. Not in what she did, not in how many children she had, not in anything worldly, but in Jesus Christ and Him alone. She knew that. She knew Jesus as her Lord and Savior. So this is the gospel that we are given. And we are given and we are empowered to share it. I mentioned in Bible class that some pastors can't visit in the hospital because of the tubes, because of the blood, because of the smell. But it gives us prime opportunity to talk to those who know that their time is short. Although now, with COVID and everything, there's only certain people that can go into the hospital and to share the gospel. It hurts other pastors that I know that they can't go in there and share the gospel and share Jesus' body and blood given and shed for them. But they call them on the phone. They share the gospel. That's what God wants us to do, is to share Jesus with those around us. Because we know that the time is short, that Jesus will be coming again. What makes us rich? What makes you rich? The lottery doesn't make you rich. Oh, you might have funds and IRAs and retirement funds that may seem to be rich for you, but you are incredibly rich in Jesus Christ and Him alone. In Christ's holy name, amen.